You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, what up, it's like I'm Trainer.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
It is the Zach Sang Show.
Woo.
We got Heather.
Hi.
We got Dan.
Hello.
And we are honored to have on the couch Allie Brooke.
Hey!
Happy late birthday, by the
way. Thank you so much. Thanks.
How is 24 years old feeling?
It's really, I'm just so happy. I'm in a great place right now. Like, I feel confident and more aware of who I am.
Nice.
And, you know, usually each birthday, I kind of don't feel too different. But for some reason, I just feel like this extra layer of just happiness and confidence.
Well, where is all that happiness and confidence stemming from?
Ooh, well, I just came back from seeing my family in San Antonio.
Nice.
Where the girls and I are kind of on like a short little break.
Uh-huh.
We all have a bunch of birthdays. It was just Lauren's birthday. She was with her family, and I went home, spent some time with them, which it always gives me like the deepest joy. And then I went from there to Vegas for my birthday.
Ooh, fun.
Which was so much fun. It was, I was there for about 3 days, and I brought my brother and his girlfriend and some really close friends. And my brother's actually right over there.
Yep.
It's a big deal.
Good looking group of friends in those Vegas photos.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I would agree.
Beautiful people you're rolling with. It's nice.
Thank you. It's a nice, diverse crew. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. And some of them just met the first time over there, too, and then just like hit it off. It was awesome.
That's
Vegas
cool.
is the best place on earth for you to cross-pollinate friends for the first time. Right?
Totes.
Yeah,
because
totally.
everybody has one goal. Let's get drunk and celebrate your birthday.
Right.
That's
Yeah. I mean, we ate a lot.
Okay.
It's funny because I'm not like a huge partier. Mm. I don't go out and like, you know, get crazy, but I just love to eat genuinely. And if you look at my pictures, I tag like a bunch of different restaurants. Tao, Lavo, Sugar Factory. We ate so much.
Good.
It was pretty spectacular.
Beautiful. Vegas is a place for food.
Yes.
And we got new music right now.
We got new music, finally.
This is, okay, so let's define what Look At Us Now is. This is your first solo
crazy.
Record?
Yes.
Right?
It's so exciting. It's Lost Kings featuring me and ASAP Ferg.
Nice company.
Yeah, seriously, I'm with just the most fantastic people. They're really, really, the Lost Kings are so talented, and I was so excited when I received this song because they had heard that I was doing, you know, some writing and kind of hearing some stuff that I did.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, we really want her on this record. Like, that would be insane. And we crossed paths, and then I recorded the song, and we had like the best time in the studio. We were eating pizza, which was
nice.
Always like, it's always a good time if you have pizza.
Always bring it back to food. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, guys, I love food. Like, that's just, it's just who I am. And had warm chocolate chip cookies that were freshly baked.
Oh, my God.
Which was just, man, it's glorious.
What kind of food are we serving in Fifth Harmony studio session?
Oh, man. We have warm cookies. That's like a must.
Wait, that's on your rider?
Well, we usually order them, or like the studio has them just made like every hour or whatever. And we're like, oh, my gosh, guys, we're just totally going to just stuff our faces and we're doing no activity. We're just sitting here writing. This might not be good. We can't fit in our costumes next week. Just kidding.
What was it like going into the studio first time as you, right? Not as Fifth Harmony. Can you describe that?
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, obviously it was weird because these past few years I've always been in the studio with my other girls. But it was also very exciting too because it's like, wow, this is like a whole new opportunity, a whole new world in a Well, not new world, because I've been doing, obviously, music for a long time.
Yeah.
But it was just very exciting and being able to kind of put my own energy and my own spin and get into my own character was really, really fun. And to collaborate with the Lost Kings, Nick and Rob, I just call them by their names, Nick and Rob, was really, really fun. And it was a really cool, exciting chapter. And of course, you know, talked to the girls and told them, and they were so excited for me, like genuinely, like that's just our thing. We just tell each other what's up, and the others are so excited. They came out when the song premiered. Like they came out to, we were at the Marquee in New York, and all of them came out and was like Snapchatting and Instagramming and just there to support me. And I was like, this is literally insane. This is like the best night of my life.
Can't ask for a better support system.
Literally,
with them.
Seriously.
And maybe not a whole new world, but maybe the start of... I would sing that with you.
You're singing right all day now. Yesterday.
I would love that. Oh my gosh. That would...
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Like, do you want to start?
Ooh, sure. Okay.
Oh, we're actually
do you remember
doing it.
All
okay.
The
okay.
Lyrics?
Oh, okay.
I just know that one part. Sorry.
I know some of them. Okay.
Okay. A whole new world.
That's where we'll be.
Wow.
Oh, you're terrible.
A thrilling place.
Ooh.
A wondrous place for you and
me.
For me. It was nice.
Oh my gosh, that was beautiful. Sorry, I didn't know. I just knew that word. I'm so sorry.
When you go do work and come back to me, you know?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be more prepared.
I'm auditioning for Aladdin. I'm working on it.
I love it. Right. Yeah. They're holding auditions now, so.
This is my shot.
Yeah, it's your shot.
This is it.
Come on, producers.
Would you be an Aladdin if they offered it to you?
Absolutely in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
You would make a great Princess Jasmine.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm like, give the camera. Oh man, that would be like a dream come true. I love Disney. Disney is my heart. Disney is my soul. Disneyland, Disney World is my favorite place on earth. And just to be part of that caliber of a movie would be my freaking
an honor.
Just dream. I'd just be like, you know what, God? Thank you so much for this life.
And that's
no, that would be an honor for sure.
Back to music. Maybe not a whole new world, but it is the start of a new chapter.
Yes.
And it's you independent. It's you without, you know, four other girls, three other girls next to you. Are you nervous?
No, not really. I mean, it's just really fun. And we all started as solo artists, too.
Of course.
And, you know, we all kind of know that we all are working on our solo projects. Like, Lauren came out with a song. It's so good with Halsey. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that's just celebrated and we're having a great time. And I know that Fifth Harmony is like the priority, the number one, mm-hmm. and that's our main focus. But it's really cool and exciting to also explore your own endeavor,
forget, not forget, right? But like maybe lose for a little bit, like you as a writer or you as an individual artist, right? Because when you're doing a project for Fifth Harmony, that's one sound.
Yeah.
That's one style.
For sure.
And you, it's a different lane.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we've definitely talked about it. You know, of course, when you're writing for the group, it's for the group. And we all have totally different interests and creative sounds. And they're also very similar, which is why it works so well with us and why, the writing process has been so much fun and so easy, you know?
Yeah.
It's really flowed, which is awesome. And we think a lot alike. But, yeah, of course, when you're kind of doing the group, you focus on the group. But when you're kind of doing your own thing, you obviously get to put your own spin and your own thing without as much kind of barriers, I guess. But yeah, it's really cool. Like, it's awesome that we get to do both. I think that's something that's so exciting, and it's just really a ton of fun. Like, we're all kind of here, and we're like, this is really amazing. This is such an exciting time in our lives. You know, they all are out of the teens, which is crazy for me. Like, they're all older, you know, and everybody is becoming more into their own, and that is something that's really special.
It is special. And the relationship that you all have where you can come together as Fifth Harmony, but then go out and
totally.
Do your own thing. Who starts that conversation? Like, who in the group, brings it up first?
Yeah. Well, it just depends. Like, whoever kind of has a project going on or an opportunity. Uh-huh. For example, my thing, I think we had, a group meeting at that time just talking about the future and, the exciting things going on, our album. And in that, we also talked, hey, what is everybody up to? What is coming up for you or you? Mm-hmm. And we all talked about it. And they were like, that's so sick. Like, Lauren told me about the Halsey thing and... We heard about other stuff with, Dinah and Normani and me. And it's just kind of a natural, organic conversation as the opportunity comes.
Are you guys worried, though, that as you each branch off into your own things that someone's going to pull a someone and leave?
Oh, no. Because we've had that conversation, we're like, hey, guys, we're definitely like I said, Fifth Harmony is mm-hmm. a priority. And, on the side, we have fun and, we get to explore ourselves. But for us, it's mainly just about that communication and just letting us know, hey, Lauren or whoever, I'm doing this and, you're doing that. That's awesome. Cool. We're in the know. And yeah.
And why can't you do both? Honestly, and that's you start there, but also just as creators and people, allowing everybody that freedom makes you better and give more and more invested into Fifth Harmony because, right? I understand what goes through your minds and everything. Not fully, but I have an idea, right?
Yeah, totally. And it's nice because you get to, it's so funny. The girls and I have tons of conversations with each other. We're very open and real and honest. And one of those conversations was we do want to do this, but we also want to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And we've clearly done that so far. Where we're going. And it's really amazing because our Fifth Harmony's music's doing so well down. And there are tons of exciting things in the works. So I just can't wait for everybody to just... find out about and it's just really awesome because we have that genuine friendship and that respect for each other to like I said just open communication, tell each other, because that makes all the difference in the world no matter what relationship you're in.
I was literally just gonna say in any relationship in life, communication
is key.
Yes, you can't have it without it.
Absolutely. So that's just the greatest joy in all this is having that and having people support you.
Does it disappoint you sometimes that this situation and this setup and this agreement with you and the girls didn't work out with Camila?
Does it
upset you? Why wouldn't she be a part of this? Because you have freedom, yet at the end of the day, you're all together.
I mean, it was definitely a very sad situation. But right now, we're excited for what we've got going on and,
of course,
everything with the group. But I think definitely certain parts were really sad.
Again, don't know fully, but I get your feelings. You guys, obviously you were solo artists before, but you were on this journey together.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But it's really amazing. I mean, we're doing really well and I'm just very thankful for that. Our fans are so incredible and to have that that support is just incredible.
They're the most incredible group of people.
They really are. Genuinely, I think about even over my birthday, I was none of this would be possible without them. This is so insane. And it's just and even on GMA and having our debut and the reaction is just insane. I'm wow, this is something that is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And of course, it comes with its good and bad, its high and lows, but we're very just extremely happy with where we're at right now, and I'm grateful for the relationship that I have with the girls. It's very strong. And the other day, Dinah took me out to Santa Ana, to her hometown, and we had tacos together from her.
That's great.
That just shows our genuine friendship.
Yeah.
Even though we're off and on a break, we're still hanging out.
Still together.
Yeah, and just talking about life. And
so are you guys... You said you're taking a break or you're time off or whatever, but have you recorded more music? Do you have what's next?
Ooh, well, we're almost done.
I'm so excited.
I know. I'm wait, I know things, but I can't say them yet. I'm so excited about our future. We have a lot in the works. We're finishing up our album.
Nice.
And we're down to the wire and to the finishing point. So we're going to have an album out soon.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited. We've put our hearts and our souls into it, really. We've drawn from our personal experiences and our stories. And it's been amazing to create with the girls. And this time we're able to write. So we've been in the studio. We told our label, we're like, we need to write. Like, come on, it's been that long. Mm-hmm. We need to actually get in the studio and put down some lyrics and be a part of the creative process more than ever. And we have been. And it's just something that we're ecstatic about.
And okay, so tell me about your creative process working solo. Like, when you're in the studio working with Lost Kings, like, are you giving notes on the track? Are you suggesting different lyrics? Do you come in with ideas?
Yeah, for the song, some of the words we switched out because I was like, I wouldn't necessarily say that. So let's change it to that. And they were totally cool. Like, our vibe together is just so awesome. I remember the first time I met them in the studio, they were there on the couch, and it was Rob that I got to talk to first, and we were just talking about life and our journey and our love for the music and for what we do, and it was really great. So that kind of started that comfortable relationship from the start.
You need it.
You know, yeah, seriously, because you never know when you walk into a room how somebody is going to be. Sometimes you can really mesh, or sometimes someone's more reserved.
Yeah.
You just never know. But thank God we had an awesome connection at first.
Are you actively writing music now, like always?
Yeah, or do sometimes. It just really kind of depends. I love to put down my creative ideas.
Got it.
More so, whether it's a lyric or an idea for a visual or like even for a photo shoot, whatever's creative.
Nice.
Those wheels are always spinning, and I usually write them down on my phone or my voice memos, my voice notes.
Good old voice memos.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, they work wonders. I've literally like just hundreds and hundreds of different ideas.
When you're writing like in your notes, do you write for yourself or Fifth Harmony or both?
It's not really for anything in particular. I guess maybe just for me, like my particular ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fifth Harmony is when we're all usually just together.
Okay.
We kind of keep those separate.
So we do brainstorm sessions like with you girls and producers, and you just is that the vibe in the studio?
Yeah, it's really cool because for example, with the Dream Lab, we were able to work with them on a few of our songs.
Wow.
They're awesome. They're so, I mean, they just, first of all, they're freaking hilarious. Like, they have these, I'm so bad in Australian accent, but they have this Australian accent, and they're so funny. They're like, oh my God, let's put that louder. And then.
That's pretty good.
Dan,
that was pretty
thank
good.
You. I'm trying to get better at it. I feel like I'm not that good, but thank you. anyways, we had so much fun with them. It's Leah and Dan, and we would just get in there. We'd have a track, and we'd vibe. We'd be there for hours, just first of all, just talking and kind of talking about different experiences, and then putting that into a song. Or an idea would come to me or to Normani or whoever, and we'd just build on that, you know, a melody or a lyric, and it all just flows. It's so much fun. There's no pressure, and it's a relaxed time, but it's really cool.
And judgment-free.
Judgment-free, which is
that's
so important.
Can't create without it.
No, you have to feel safe as an artist, and especially as a writer, because you want to be able to express your opinions or express your emotion or your idea without any true barriers. And for us, that is absolutely the environment that was created.
What is the biggest thing you've learned throughout this entire journey so far?
Oh, man. There's so much I've learned. I feel like just being 24, too, just turning that, it really gave me so much just perspective on the past few years and kind of thinking back on some of my just lowest and darkest times and kind of just breathing in today and looking at how far I've come and how far we've come. It always makes me like just emotional just thinking about it. But I feel like just keeping that faith and holding on to everything really is going to get better, and to not give up in any way, whether it's, you know, giving up and okay, I'm just not going to get involved in this, or you know, whatever that may mean to anybody, just holding on and to not be afraid to really use your voice and to stand up for yourself and voice your opinions. It's all about respect, and doing that will help any situation, you know. For me, it was all about really just finding my voice in so many different ways, and I'm grateful that now I feel like I've finally have grown into who I am.
Do you remember the first moment that you used your voice? Like, you really, like, you stepped up and...
Like, sing? Well, or...
Your words, your opinions. You shared your opinions confidently.
Ooh. I feel like last year had a lot of those moments where I just had to be like, you know, I'm stepping in and I'm gonna you know, have to take this on, or I'm gonna have to really not be afraid and just be bold to you know, say my opinion, or say I want to do this or I don't want to do this. And you know, for years I struggled with that. It was so scary because I just want to make everybody happy, and I don't want to.
You're so positive.
Thanks. I don't want to make anybody upset or mad or anything bad. But that kind of, I felt over the years, hurt me because I was kind of allowing everyone else to just be happy and be themselves. And sure, you can do that, when I wasn't really that comfortable. But finally being like, you know, actually, I feel this way. Kind of that first time that I said that, like, everything changed. And I feel like it's a constant evolution and grow. But I feel so much more confident in speaking up.
That's beautiful.
Thanks. It's crazy. Like, thinking of my 18-year-old self or 19-year-old self, she wouldn't believe me right now. She's pretty special.
But 18 and 19-year-old you was, you know, thrown into a crazy life.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I auditioned for The X Factor, I was 18. And I just had graduated high school. And then, you know, I came out here to L.A. when I was younger, like 12 to 18, working on my own music, writing, performing, etc. And, but in the meanwhile, I'd also just taken care of my mom because she had a lot of back problems, and just kind of being homeschooled and staying at home and kind of living that life, but then taken out completely and thrown into X Factor. And I was the only one out of the girls who was over 18 or 18. At the time, then I turned 19 at boot camp. So I was the only one who did not have my parent around. I couldn't. They wouldn't let me just because
money.
I was...
Yeah.
I guess. yeah, probably. But I couldn't have my parents. So very, very quickly, I had to learn how to be an adult, how to make my own decisions. Wow. And then at the time, how to take care of, like, other girls. And, you know...
And you still got your mom at home, and you still got your brother.
Yeah. Oh, I could call them, obviously, which was really nice.
But you're worried about them. They're
of
on your
course,
mind.
Yeah, and, you know, they're experiencing all this from afar, and you want to be together, and, you know, you have these girls with their moms or their dads, and you're just like, man, I really, really miss my family. But just kind of going through that and having to really grow up so quickly and become an adult so quickly was very, very challenging. But I'm grateful for it because it made me who I am, through the good and the bad. And sometimes I look at old videos, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know who that girl is. Like, no, I don't want to see that ever again. But it's funny because you have to go through those moments. And like I said, now I feel like a true adult, and I feel great.
Wow.
Nice. I'm in a great place right now.
Is good. The sound on Fifth Harmony's new album changing now that you guys are foursome and you're all getting older?
Ooh, I feel like it's elevated.
Okay.
It's not a complete change, or it's not like, oh, I've never heard this before in Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
But it is a growth. Definitely lyrically as well, you hear that growth. And it's really exciting, too, because you hear the different ranges of our voice in different tones. And you've never been able to hear that in the past. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting because, you know, some girls who normally hit high, they hit low notes, and some who hit low hit high, and you hear some harmonies, more harmonies than before.
Nice.
Yes, we need those harmonies. Love them. It's really, really great. We were having a conversation with our A&R, Chris Inakute, yesterday over text, and we're like, wow, this is all happening, and this is, like, such an exciting time in our lives.
Wow. Okay, wow.
Woo.
Look at us now. That is the song ASAP Ferg and Lost Kings.
Lost Kings, featuring me and ASAP Ferg.
Yes, yes.
How was it working with ASAP Ferg? Were you in the studio together?
Awesome. We weren't in the studio together, but we met that night at the Marquee, and he's literally just so kind and so chill. Like, so just easygoing and friendly and cool. And we were texting when the song came out as well, and the response, after all of the responses and the reviews, and we were like, wow, this is so insane. And the boys and I still text too. We were just texting today. And it's really cool because all of those guys are just so like friendly and respectful, and for me to work with people who are as kind and lovely as they are is something that's like so incredible. I love that.
I know you guys said that you aren't going to change your name, but was that ever a conversation that happened?
Oh yeah, it was a conversation that happened at one point, but not by us. We were like, absolutely not. We're not changing our name.
Why bother though? Who cares?
You know, we're the brand, and we like to say, you know, our fans named us. Mm-hmm. They're literally like the fifth member. That's what we've said.
Like,
so it's really cool. Yeah, it's really, really nice and neat how it all.
It's also a position that they really hold.
Yeah, seriously. Like, they literally are a fifth member. They're the most incredible people
ever. Do you ever think about life after Fifth Harmony?
Ooh. No. No. I mean, gosh. We're all so in the moment right now. Like, so genuinely. Mm-hmm. We're just thinking now, and we're thinking 6 months from now. And there's so many massive opportunities that are coming our way right now. Like, we can't think of that. You know, we're just so in sync with each other and like genuinely excited about life and what's going on, and you'll find out a few things that are gonna happen soon.
Ooh.
But yeah, we're definitely in the now, living in the moment.
It seems like you have a lot to share, you're just not allowed to.
Right, yes. It's like I have it in my brain, but no.
It's like you want it to come out so bad.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really all good, and we're so thankful for the support we're mm-hmm. getting. Like, it's really overwhelming, and again, just gratitude always.
Cool.
Do you have a date on the Fifth Harmony album?
We don't, not yet.
Any idea of when?
Definitely this year. Not next year. But we're kind of finalizing all that.
Do you think of what like a solo Ali album would sound like?
Ooh, I love so many different types of music and so many different genres.
Probably heavy metal or something.
Oh yeah, heavy metal. That's totally my thing, guys. So watch out for that. No, I just love so many different types of music, and I genuinely love what Fifth Harmony is doing right now.
Yeah.
I think it's so exciting and so amazing, and being able to explore out of that how I can, you know, with the Lost Kings, is really exciting.
Are they going to be like Lost Kings and you? Is this a relationship that will last many songs?
Ooh, oh, that's a good question. Who knows? Well, we shall see, but it's definitely a friendship that'll last forever.
Nice.
Because they're really like awesome guys. We're friends, and we're both just wide-eyed and looking forward to what's ahead.
You auditioned on The X Factor singing a Spanish Christian song, right?
Yeah, a Christian song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It wasn't Spanish, was it? Or was it by
It was by Jackie Velasquez,
yes.
Who is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
She's Latin. I love her. She's
Would you
fantastic.
Want to do that again? Would that be a style of music
yes.
you'd ever embody?
Absolutely. Kind of going back to my roots and doing a Christian song, Christian collaboration is definitely, gosh, in my heart. Like, I just love being able to express myself in different ways musically.
Yeah.
And just to be able to do that is definitely on my bucket list for sure. Hopefully in the near future, because I just love singing to God, and I love giving him the glory and all the
nice.
Praise. Like, he is the reason why I'm alive and the reason why I have everything that I do. So that's absolutely going to happen sometime.
Spanglish is a big thing right now.
Oh, yes.
You're one of the few artists on the pop scene that can handle a Spanglish record and actually know the lyrics and perform the songs.
Yes.
Is that, like, would you want to do that?
Maybe. Oh, yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
There's a Fifth Harmony song that could be a little Spanglish?
Ooh, yeah, ooh. Well, you never know. That is something that's definitely on our radar, on our list. We would love to do that. I know we've said that in the past, but absolutely. I mean, I'm Mexican, so of course I love Latin music, and I love singing in Spanish, and it's just so beautiful and passionate and just gorgeous and sexy and wonderful.
Mm. Look at us now, ASAP Ferg,
yes.
Lost Kings, and Ellie Brooke.
Woo!
Thank you.
You are such
much.
A positive energy in the room.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. So are you guys. You're like a energy ball. Like, I love it.
We try.
Is it hard
comfortable
staying positive all the time?
I mean, it definitely has its challenges for sure. I mean, we go through so much in this industry. There's so many things that have come my way that have been just very, just heartbreaking. You know, some of the things that you experience behind the scenes of music that people don't realize. And that gets really, really tough, or that, you know, that was really, really tough. Those days were really rough, but I don't know. I mean, I just try to be as positive as I can be in the good and the bad, and keep my faith close. And just when I don't understand something, you know, say, God, please just help me in this situation. Or if I'm really excited about something that came, then just give it all to Him. Say, thank you so much. Because life is short and you never know what's going to happen. You have to stay grateful and humble and hungry and keep that faith alive.
Do you remember the last time you yelled out of anger?
Yelled out of anger?
Ooh. Can't imagine you yelling at anyone ever. No way.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't yell at anyone. Let me make that clear. At anyone. Oh, just yelled out loud like in a pillow or something?
Or at somebody. I mean, you know.
I don't yell at people. Like, I definitely don't do that. If I ever get, like, upset about something, I'll definitely kind of just voice it, but try to be just more stern and calm, cool, and collected. Definitely don't yell at people.
No.
It's not worth it. I've been yelled at. No, it's not
fun.
No,
it sucks.
You
should try
it. Please, no.
You should
you guys should try it?
Oh, it's great.
Gosh, get in line.
That was so cute.
Really? Wow, thanks. Want to be like, I probably, like, yeah, probably, I don't know. Some things are such a blur. You know, probably like, out of anger, I might have been like, why did you do that? But no, nothing crazy, guys.
Nobody takes you seriously when you yell.
Yeah, right.
Like, okay, Allie.
She's angry.
Do we enjoy having your brother as your day-to-day manager?
Well, he's not my day-to-day manager. He could be. He totally could be. He's so smart. But really, though, he's very smart. And he's so likable and charming. Mm-hmm. He's over there. Look at him. He's actually, I know, thanks. He's just awesome. He's the best person ever. Like, I literally love my brother so much. He is my heart. He's actually here because he is a massive fan of Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay's like the best.
I watch his videos all the time.
Oh yeah, he's incredible. And my brother randomly kind of became a chef last year. Like, he's cooking these gourmet.
Hell yeah!
Right?
Feeding your food.
Yes. He's cooking these gourmet meals, and they're really freaking, like, they're stellar. What my brother makes. And anyways, he's inspired by Gordon. And I reached out to my team. Yeah. And I said, hey, my brother's a big fan of Gordon. Any way I could get an autograph or something, please? I'll pay. I'll do anything. Just please. And because it was his birthday recently. And then he invited me and him to the taping of the F Word. So we're going tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And we're going to get to meet him. I'm literally like, my biggest dream is to make my family's dreams come true. And this today.
That's so cute.
So serious. This today is going to be a moment. It's going to be the greatest day of my life, like, honestly.
And
you're not
even a real big fan of Gordon Ramsay.
No, I love Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, but I mean, but you're doing it for him, and that's what's so cute about it.
He'll get all that credit. Yeah. Yes. We both love the Food Network, like, and just food and creating, but my brother will get all that credit.
That's awesome.
He's awesome, and tonight's gonna be, like, I just can't wait to see my brother's face, like, right up. He's 28.
He's already turning red back there.
But I'm so excited for him. Even just, he's coming here just for the day, but he never gets to come to LA. He never gets to be around this whole, you know, scene. He's always, you know, at home because he works very hard. But for him to be here today is like, it's like Christmas.
So what, do you live alone? Is it just you?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I stay by myself. We all do, all the girls.
Got it.
And
you don't have like a roommate or something?
No. Mm-mm.
Solo.
Yeah, just
you guys
solo.
Still stay at that hotel that I used to call the police? Remember I told you, we talked about
wait,
that last
what?
We talked about this last time. We used to call the police.
Oh my god. Oh wow, I totally remember that.
Yeah. You guys
we don't stay there anymore.
I moved too.
I think I don't know what really happened. But well, we wanted our own space, to be honest, like an actual space to put our stuff in.
Yeah.
And just to try something new. Nice. But yeah. Anyways, my brother doesn't get to come here ever, literally, so now he is, and it's like the best day.
And what does he and mom think about Hollywood life? Like,
they think it's awesome. I mean, well, they think, you know, it's just like they're very proud of me, yeah. and they're proud of like my journey and how far I've come and how far the girls and I have come. My whole family is like, they're just very excited. My dad gets to actually be around this a lot more. Like, he knows this, but my mom, my brother don't really. But my brother came out here for this. But anyways, they're very like excited and happy.
And why is dad around this more? Is he live here?
He was retired and he uh-huh. was able to come out
cool.
Because he didn't have to, you know, take off days of work. He would come yeah. out more on tour or out here to help me. Sometimes my mom would come out, but it would mostly be my dad on the road because nice. My mom couldn't really travel because of her back. But yeah, so he kind of knows ins and outs and everybody loves him. He's the life of the party, the life of the room. We were just talking about it. Me and my publicist, she's like, tell him I say hi, wish him well.
Okay, just to recap real quick, we have you with ASAP Ferg and Lost Kings. We have Lauren doing a record with Halsey.
Yeah.
Strangers. And yes. I've been seeing on Instagram, Normani and Khalid. What do we think? Yeah. Is that a thing?
Ooh, you have to wait and see.
That's, I that, love his album.
Yeah. He's very talented young man. I saw that too. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting.
That's
I'm excited for her.
You're more excited for everybody else than yourself. It's so good. It's so cute.
Oh, thanks. It's so funny. That's so funny.
Normani and Khalid, and then Dinah, I haven't really seen exactly who, but she has been in the studio.
Yeah, there was something on Instagram yesterday, right?
It was like Snapchat, like today or last night.
Yeah, something.
Announcing who she's with in the studio?
I saw she was in there with Marky Bassey. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, so. Mm.
He's talented too.
Yeah, I know, like literally the voice. so beautiful. But I'm so excited. We'll see what happens with Normani and Dinah and those boys. It's going to be really cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Allie, you are a very positive light.
Thank you.
An incredible energy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for giving us time and hanging out.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. This is awesome.
Look at us now. It's a new single. Allie ASAP Ferg and Lost Kings. Go check it out.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.